51 women from across the country will compete tonight to become Miss USA. Sharing the spotlight will be the host city of Gary, Indiana. Over the years, the city has been cited as the worst place to live in America and the worst place to raise children. City officials are hoping that hosting the Miss USA contest will bring a beauty makeover for Gary. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
No matter where you stand in Gary, you can see the gray plumes of smoke billowing out of the city's steel mills. The mills define this blue-collar city of 110,000 people, gritty, Midwestern, industrial, until a few weeks ago.
We begin tonight's competition with Pennsylvania.
In the main hall of Gary's newly renovated convention center, lights flash and music blares. Technicians run a series of equipment checks in preparation for tonight's event. Beautiful, slim women wearing heavily beaded evening gowns and impossibly high heels glide smoothly across the stage. This evening, the contestants will have the chance to show judges why they should wear the crown. At the same time, the city of Gary will get the opportunity to put on a good face. That's something it hasn't been able to do since the 1970s, when the steel industry restructured and more than 20,000 people lost their jobs. The city began a long downward spiral. Banks, hotels, and shops began to close. People fled to the suburbs, and crime skyrocketed. Miss Indiana, Sarah McClary, knew Gary's reputation when organizers announced the pageant would be there.
Obviously, my initial reaction was a little shocked. I mean, Gary, Indiana, murder capital of the world, and they're bringing 51 delegates for the Miss USA competition.
That's the image of Gary that city officials are trying to shake.
This is in the works as well. This is new housing, some of it for seniors, mixed income.
Mayor Scott King proudly points to a large wooden fiberglass model of Gary and talks about building plans. King says the city's future depends on private investment that he thinks will come when Gary is safer. Segments promoting the city will run during the Miss USA telecast, which the mayor says will go a long way to improving the city's image here and overseas.
There's more to the city than steel, than stories of crime. You know, I mean, this is as diverse and broad a community with good and bad as any place else.
King says 65 people were murdered in Gary last year, less than half what it was 5 years ago. But you only have to look at Main Street to see how far the city still has to go. Blocks of empty buildings with boarded up windows and groups of young men idling away time on the street corners. There's little to see or do in Gary, so Miss USA delegates have spent their days visiting nearby towns. There are no hotels in the city core, so most of the contestants are staying at a gambling boat hotel about 5 miles away. But for all the drawbacks of holding the pageant in Gary, many residents, like 60-year-old James Carter, are proud to be hosting the event.
I've been here all my life. And we need something like this to bring Gary up. And it's coming slowly but surely.
The city paid $1 million for the Miss USA pageant. City planners say they will just break even. But they still have another chance, because the pageant is scheduled to be held in Gary for the next 2 years. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Gary, Indiana.